How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate it if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So as content creators, we are all incredibly aware that video content across pretty much every single social media platform is becoming the primary content format that people are creating. So we've got TikToks, all video. Instagram has massively pivoted towards reels and videos as well. So creators are pretty much being forced to produce video content. And creators that haven't produced video content before, they struggle because video content is incredibly daunting, especially if you haven't done it before. And there's certain qualities that you need to understand when it comes to creating a piece of video content. So that's why today I just wanted to share 5 very quick tips for improving your video content. These are 5 key tips that you should all be implementing. And if you do, hopefully the next video you create will be pretty good. So without any further ado, tip number 1, and these will be quick. I'm not going to go into too much depth on all of these points, so we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll get through them, and you can get away and start implementing. So, tip number 1, when you are recording a video or any audio-based piece of content, don't read from a script. Try and keep what you're saying as natural as possible. Have bullet points of things you want to talk about, understand what you're going to talk about, and then just speak from your mind. This podcast, for example, I have the 5 quick tips that I'm going to talk about in front of me, but they are one-word sentences. They are sentences. That's it. That's all I've got in front of me, 5 bullet points, and I'm going to pretty much mumble on about each of those 5 points from my head. I know what each one is. I know what I need to talk about in each one, so I don't need a script for this whole podcast episode. And if I was doing this in a video format, the same would go for that. I don't need the script. It's going to sound forced if I'm reading every single thing from what I'm doing. People aren't great at reading scripts. So to keep things as natural as possible, you need to be speaking it from your mind and not from a script. Pretty simple. And when you do that, the video will sound far more natural. You will prove yourself as an authoritative figure within your niche because you're able to talk about things naturally, not from a script. And people will enjoy consuming that video far, far more than if you were sounding to be scripted. So, don't read from a script. Tip number 2, ensure you're looking directly into the camera. I see a lot of people make this mistake when they have DSLRs with the flip out screen, and you can see people looking slightly off to the right or the left depending on where the flip out screen is, because they're looking at themselves in the flip out screen rather than straight down the lens. So when you're actually watching this piece of video content, it looks a little bit strange because the person recording it isn't looking at you, the viewer. They're looking slightly off to the left, right, up or down, depending on where that screen is. And it just makes the video far, far less engaging, because if you're watching a talking head video or you're watching a video of someone and they aren't looking at you and they're looking elsewhere, the attention's very hard to grab and maintain because the attention from the person actually speaking through the video isn't there. So when you are recording, ensure you look directly into the camera. And the same goes for if you're recording on your phone. If you're recording on an iPhone, for example, and you're recording on the front-facing camera, look into the front-facing camera. Try not to look at yourself in the screen of the phone. Look into the camera. Same goes for the back camera in your phones. It works that way for every camera you may use, whether it be DSLR, phone, you name it. Make sure you're looking into the camera. It makes the attention of the video far higher and far more engaging, and just more natural to watch. Moving on to tip number 3, add captions to your videos. Social media apps nowadays are doing a very good job at adding closed captions just from the video itself, not you having to write them as well. But something that people are doing, and it makes the video far more engaging because you can choose the type of captions you have, is to add captions onto your videos. And the reason captions are so important is because you don't know the situation of the person actually viewing your content. One, they may be hearing impaired, so they can't actually hear what you're saying anyway. So if they were hearing impaired and you didn't have captions, they wouldn't be able to consume that video. Or they may simply be in a place where they don't want to listen to your video out loud. So you give them ability to actually still consume the value within your piece of content because they can just read the captions. So you are serving a much wider audience no matter the situation they may be in. And me personally, I learn a topic in far more detail by listening and reading at the same time. I take in the information far, far better. So I even just find myself actually reading captions, even though I am listening to the video or listening to something out loud anyway. But and when I do actually read the captions as well, I consume the value in far more depth and I actually get a lot more value from the video itself. So that will probably be the same with many of your audience members as well. So there is no harm whatsoever in you adding captions to your videos. As I said, a lot of platforms actually do add these captions for you now, which is very kind of them. But Premiere Pro, they've just brought out a new update to their software and it also generates the captions for you and you can make them look fancy however you want. And there's a lot of good apps as well out there that have the inbuilt caption feature where you can either add in the captions yourself depending on how long the video is, or it actually just translates them from the video and transcribes it and puts it in for you. So find something that works for you, but make sure you add captions of some sort to the videos you create. Tip number four. Cut out any silence from your videos when you're editing them. The worst thing is when you're watching a video and you're watching it and there's like a 5 second silence and you're sitting there and it's almost an awkward silence between you and the creator of the video because they're clearly thinking or they don't know what to say and it's just a little bit awkward. You don't have to post the raw footage of your video. You as the creator have the ability to edit it and should do so so that it suits the consumption by the audience member because they're going to want to watch it and they're going to want it to be fast-paced. Let's say, for example, you're creating a reel and it's fast, 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 fast. Then there's just silence because you don't know what to say or you've messed up. Cut out points you mess up as well. You need to remember that the raw footage isn't what needs to be posted. You have the ability to edit and make it as enjoyable experience to consume from the audience members as possible. So do that. Cutting out silence isn't hard, or cutting out mistakes isn't hard. Over time, you'll have to do this less and less because you will get far better at actually recording videos and speaking not from reading a script, so straight from your head, and you won't make as many mistakes because you'll get more natural at talking. For example, when I used to record this podcast, I used to have to cut out so much, but I rarely make a mistake in any of my podcast episodes now, so I can actually just speak through the whole episode, free-flowing, no mistakes, and it's done. But even if I did make a mistake, you guys wouldn't know because I've edited it out. So, very simple. So don't worry about making mistakes in the videos you record either because you can edit them out in post-production. So cut out any silence when editing, cut out any mistakes. It's just going to make it much more enjoyable for the audience members to consume. Now, point number five, you need to be thinking of ways that you can maximize watch time within your videos. So this can come from various reasons, and I'll give you a few examples of what a lot of video creators actually do. So if it's a value-based talking head video, someone might put a clip from the middle of the video at the very start. So Gary Vee does this a lot of his videos, so you go and look at him, for example. So he'll put one of the most valuable things that people want to consume at the beginning and cut it off right before the value starts. Because now that person is waiting and watching that whole video to get to that point that he had at the very beginning. So they're thinking, I want to see that bit, but I know I've got to watch through the rest in order to get to that point. So it's just a good psychological trick to actually keeping people sticking around to get to the point of the value which they'll get later on. Or you just need to have a really compelling hook in your video. You need to think of ways to people are going to look at that and go, I need to watch all of this because I want to consume all that value. So those first 3 seconds of your video are arguably the most important because it's those 3 seconds where people make that split decision of I want to consume all of this or I don't. So once you've got their attention, it's then a case of retaining it by providing them with the value that you promised in the hook. And finally, another good thing to do is keep up the pace of your video. have those things where you change frames or you bring in something. It's just, videos can be incredibly boring if it is just a talking head, no captions, and that is it. Just a plain video of you talking. They don't tend to work nowadays because people have got so creative with the videos they create. So if you can have a pattern interrupt within your video to draw attention away and then draw attention back in, and it just makes it far more enjoyable as a content consumer to actually watch. So these are all just little ways that you can increase the watch time of your video, but ultimately it's the watch time that the algorithm is going to be looking at to determine whether your video is successful or not. So it is something that you do really need to be thinking about to just make the overall consumption of the video itself far more enjoyable. And those are your five quick tips. So we had don't read from a script, ensure that you're looking directly into the camera, add captions, cut out any silence or mistakes when you're editing, and think of ways that you can actually maximize the watch time of your videos. And now you know all of those, go and implement. Oh, and before I forget, I did just want to mention that I've made my complete guide to success on Instagram ebook completely free. Now, I'm probably making a huge mistake here by doing this, because this isn't like any other free resource that people give out. It's 83 pages long. It covers 12 topics. It took me over a month to write, and I'm charging absolutely nothing for it. And I'm going to say, I do genuinely believe that this will be one of the best free resources, if not the best free resource, you will ever have the chance to get your hands on. Nobody else will give you this much information for free. But for some reason, I don't know why, I'm deciding to do it. So, what are you waiting for? Head to the show notes below and you'll find the link to where you can find it. Click download and enjoy. Do it. It's free. Literally nothing is free nowadays. So enjoy, have a read, and I hope it provides you with some value. Now that does wrap up today's podcast episode, but as a thank you for tuning in, I wanted to just invite you to the Social Media Marketing School Facebook community. It's pretty exclusive, I don't let everybody in, but it is a phenomenal group of individuals who essentially have a shared vision and want to build something incredible using social media, whether that be a personal brand or leverage social media to grow their business. So to join, just head over to the description of this podcast episode. You will find a link to the Facebook group, fill out the group submission questions, and I hope to see you inside. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way, you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.